Anything else you've been up to in terms of clinical research?
I think the one thing that's worth a little attention is the issue of ethnicity in breast cancer.
Yeah, that was fascinating. Can you talk about that?
In the Women's Health Initiative, again, we have a large population, so we looked at risk factors for breast cancer by ethnicity. We took 160,000 women, of which we have a racial ethnic distribution, and tracked them as a prospective cohort. And we found, as expected, our age-adjusted breast cancer risk compared to Caucasians for African Americans, for Hispanics, and Asian Pacific Islanders were all substantially less for those three categories, about the same as the SEER data, 30% or so less. We corrected for the GALE risk model, and their hazard ratios moved towards unity, but were still different. And we looked at about 22 risk factors. So we really have extensive risk factor correction. When we did that, what we found was very interesting. We could almost completely explain the reduced risk of breast cancer in Hispanics and Asian Pacific Islanders. Their hazard ratio with our risk factors in our final model was 0.98 and 0.96. We completely explained their reduced risk on known risk factors.
Such as?
Oh, well, I mean, we included everything. It would be alcohol increase, not only age of their relatives, but second-degree relatives with breast cancer, physical activity, dietary intake, so a whole range of risk factors. But for African Americans, they went the other way. Their hazard ratio compared to Caucasians was 0.75, which was statistically significantly lower. And then even more interestingly, they had substantially lower risk for hormone receptor positive cancers, about 50% of Caucasians. And then the most interesting thing was for what turned out to be our equivalent of triple negative cancers, ER negative, PR negative, and high grade, which would be 80% correlation with HER2 overexpression. And in African Americans were at nearly fivefold increased risk of having a triple negative cancer compared to Caucasians. So 31% of the cancers were triple negatives in African Americans compared to 10% in Caucasians. And this is interesting because other groups are looking at whether these have genetic profiles similar to basaloid cancers, which are faster growing, more difficult to treat. And we consider this kind of a unifying hypothesis in that with these more common basaloid cancers that are faster growing with the same mammographic screening or frequency, you're going to find higher stage cancers because they grow faster with the same therapy that was given in the cooperative groups and was done in a study in the Kaiser system. They're going to have a worse outcome because the basaloids have a worse outcome. So it's really interesting that there certainly may well be social factors in terms of access to care and those kind of issues, but it really focuses attention on the different histology that these women have and that probably need increasing attention for this basaloid cancers as a group because it comprises 10% of, say, the Caucasian population and then this 33% in African Americans. So it's moving us towards this breaking up of breast cancer into multiple disease types.
Any speculations about why we see this?
We don't know for sure, but one of the issues would be are African Americans having had genetic isolation in Africa, similar to Ashkenazi Jewish genetic isolation. Now, why would that be the case? Might be the case because in Europe, you can just walk in environments all the same. In Africa, you have to be close to the river. You can't go in the jungle. You have to be close to where the water is if you're in the desert. And so the concept is that there may have been more genetic isolation than there would be in European populations. And then you ended up not selecting for higher breast cancer risk, but might have selected these different risk factors to have these different types of cancers. It's interesting that in several African populations, the triple negatives are, instead of being a third, they're close to 50 or 60% of the population. So that's kind of the idea. And those studies are underway now, looking at the genetic profiles of these African populations, then mixed, obviously, African-American populations compared to Caucasian populations.
That's interesting. Do we have any kind of analogous data in terms of Ashkenazi Jewish women in terms of the types of cancers they get?
Well, it's interesting, the BRCA1 cancers are more commonly basaloid as well. And I don't know if that is a common thread, you know, because they're at way higher risk for that kind of cancer. Here, the African Americans are at actually higher risk for these types of cancers compared to Caucasians, but it's certainly not like the BRCA1 or 2, where they have this very, very high lifetime risk.